Ben Collins says, a professional mentor is someone that is either in the position I want to be in or has been in the past. They should be able to advise on best course of actions to achieve my goals and objectives, and also be able to introduce better ways of working and process or practices into my daily professional life. It is important to me that they have a similar frame on the world and are fairly aligned when it comes to morality and ethical standpoint. I don't have a mentor at the moment, but there are a number of people that I look up to and follow who are in positions that I want to be in. So I often feel like I am getting mentored. They just don't know it. I firmly believe that having a mentor would make a difference, especially in accountability and motivation. Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. I read a Twitter post where the OP was saying that he does not need a mentor, that he doesn't believe in mentoring, that it's such a waste of time and people should invest in building projects, expanding their network and all of that. Naturally, this conflicts with my beliefs about mentoring, because I think that mentoring is such a cool thing. But then I started to wonder about conflicting ideas about mentoring. And so I started I made a post on LinkedIn about it, where I asked people what they thought about mentoring and if they had a mentor, just to get a feel of what people think. And the opening intro was actually a definition by Ben Collins from LinkedIn, and I really loved it. And yeah, I got some interesting answers. For a professional network like LinkedIn, most of the answers I got were yes to mentoring. So I was just going to talk about mentoring. As junior developers, what does it mean to us? If you even know what it means, right? Because sometimes I find that people might just up on the bandwagon of I need a mentor because they are professionals and professionals should have mentors. So, yeah. I think the question is, who is a mentor to you? And I believe that your definition of a mentor will guide your need for a mentor. I like this definition. A mentor is someone who is already where you want to be and can use his mistakes and experience to guide you on actionable steps that will get you to your desired position. I like it so much because it starts with you, right? Before you have a mentor, you need to know where you want to be. And then you kind of like look for a mentor that is already at that pace of where you want to be. They're already there, so you can kind of look up to them as a template, as a cheat sheet for where you are going. One of the people I look up to profoundly is Bill Gates, and I think that people have this notion that there must be a sort of personal relationship with a mentor. I don't know what people think about. I think that people that are the far side of I don't need a mentor are people that normally be like, you know what, I don't want somebody that will be on my neck, that would be kind of like, I don't know what people think generally too. Or rather, I don't think, because I already had the opinion that, you know, I'll need to up on a weekly call or bi-weekly call or monthly call with my mentor, and they're kind of like spoon feeding and hand holding me. I think people feel micromanaged and they're like, you know what, no to mentoring. But I don't think that is all that mentoring is, because mentoring is looking up to someone who is already where you want to be, and they can guide you through their lives, personally or impersonally. Before I jumped onto this train of thought, I did say that Bill Gates is considering a mentor of mine. Now, I don't have any sort of personal relationship with Bill Gates. That would be nice, but I don't. I don't have any sort of impersonal relationship with Bill Gates. I know him from the fatherest father, father. Yeah, the miles between us is just too wide. And yeah, but how do I keep up with Bill Gates? Bill Gates is a pretty famous person, so there have been things written about him, there are articles about him, there are videos about him, there are literally books about him and books that he has written. There are books that I recommend. I'm currently reading one that I recommend, Sapiens. You know, I read his tweets, I follow his life. I know of his friend that died when he was in primary school and they built a computer together. I kind of like immerse myself in the life that I lived. I'll be prepared for opportunities and all of that. And to me, I'm being mentored by Bill Gates, and you can't tell me otherwise. Bill Gates is one of my mentors. So yeah, before we move on to why do you actually need a mentor, because there are three things I think I really want to talk about. Why do you need a mentor? How to get the most out of an impersonal mentor, and how you as a junior developer can also be a mentor. Mentor is not until you have 10 years of experience. You probably have 3 years of experience of in software engineering or whatever you're currently doing, and there are people who want to break into tech. They want to be where you currently are struggling to center a div, but they don't even know what a div is, but they wish to know how to center it, right? So your knowledge is helpful to people like that. So the first thing I'm going to say is accelerated growth. You know, having a mentor is just going to put your career on steroids. One person that I also look up to greatly is Raymond Kahn. You can find him on LinkedIn. And, you know, there are things that I have learned in the last 4 months that I've been so active on LinkedIn that I wouldn't have learned if I hadn't met him on LinkedIn, followed his post and read up and followed up with him. Basically, there's just something about learning firsthand from an experience. He has over a decade of experience, like over a decade, and so I am learning from the things that he has tried and failed. I'm practically learning from someone else's experience. My mom would always say that there are two ways to learn. You either learn from experience or you learn from wisdom. Experience is you have to go through it yourself. You fail, trial and error, and eventually you will learn. And there is learning from wisdom. Wisdom is the experience of others, right? Someone has gone through it, or someone knows better than you about that subject, and so you are learning from them. Now, experience is good in that you know firsthand, but someone has lived it firsthand so that you don't have to, you literally don't have to repeat history. And even while learning from the wisdom of others, which is their experience, you will fail, right? You will definitely fail, but you are failing forward. Yes, I think that's the word I read in the book. You are failing forward because you are failing on your way to success. You are not doing trial and error. You know that, okay, this path works, right? For instance, if you go through the Raymond Bootcamp, is ideal bootcamp, and you are going through it like I currently am, and you are feeling well at it, but I can see where Raymond is, and then okay, this path works, right? So it's better than if I'm just trying things out on my own, and then it feels I'm like, oh, that's a dead end, you know, and I'm starting off, I'm like, oof, another dead end. But I'm feeling this, and I know that okay, there is an expected end, because I can see this expected end in person of Raymond. And I'm just going to take a minute to apologize for the rooster. We have one in the compound, and I'm recording this at 6 a.m. and it's doing its rooster thing. I don't want to have to start recording all over again. Enjoy the background noise. Anyways, another reason why you need a mentor is they help you set goals and milestones, right? Not that they will literally help you set goals and milestones. I feel like before you have a mentor, you need to have your own goals. Like, okay, why do I need a mentor? You need to know where you want to be and who will help you get there. Because there are numerous people that do fantastic things. But I just place Raymond among them because he's where I want to be. So, yeah, you need to set goals. But looking at your mentor's life, you can even set more reasonable goals without having them help you. For instance, I've not asked Raymond to be my mentor because I think it's creepy to ask yet, and I'll get to that. Anyways, but you can see the milestones that they have achieved, and you can kind of like compare it to the template that you have set for yourselves, for yourself rather, and it helps you structure your goals and set more realistic goals, like, oh, you know what, I want to learn to code in 6 months and get a six-figure paying job in USD in 6 months. And you know, maybe you need a mentor to see what their journey has been like, and kind of like, I mean, there is luck and there is things such as life where one out of a million chances things just happen. But while hoping for you being the one in a million, why not prepare to be part of the 999, 9,000? You know, just prepare yourself for the common cases. It's not being pessimistic, it's just being realistic. Yeah. Also, a mentor will hold you accountable because you can kind of like see, and I'm giving all of these examples in the context that the person that is mentoring you is passively mentoring you, like in my case. If they were actively mentoring you, then they can help you like literally set goals and literally have all these meetup calls where they're holding you accountable and all of that. But I'm speaking for cases which I think is more common where you have passive mentors, and how can they hold you accountable? It's easy. You follow them, you read up on them. They are the ones down your Instagram feed, Twitter feed. You know, don't keep up with the current news, keep up with the people who are where you want to be, and you follow what they are currently doing. They are always they're talking about their successes, and sometimes you won't even understand anything about what they are saying, but you want to be there, right? So that is literally holding you accountable, that this is who I look up to. Look at what they're just working on, quantum physics. I don't even understand the basic physics, right? So that sort of relationship where you are keeping up with them, it gives you a sense of accountability. Also, it builds connections. And if you had an active mentor, they will actively introduce you to their networks when they see that you are really serious. But if you don't have an active mentor, then being around that circle, right? Okay, I'm following up with Bill Gates. I'm always on his tweets, not being creepy, not being a stalker, but just learning from him through his post and whatever it is that he puts out. And I see the people that are interacting with him, and I click on one of them profile, and I see that person, I'm like, oh my God. And I start building my connections with these people that have similar interests. We have similar path, we have similar growth, and your connection is expanding, your network is expanding. At first, it might start out as you being, you know, you might feel unworthy, quote unquote, to be in that circle, to be following all of these people, like maybe you're an imposter trying to get inside. But later on, you will see that you start becoming valuable yourself, and then all of these interactions even start happening to you. Probably you don't get to talk to Bill Gates directly, but you get to interact with someone who is always interacting with his tweets also. But they're also at an apex, maybe not up to Bill Gates, but at a certain apex, and you're interacting with them, and you have them in your connections, and all of these things just start to happen. Also, a mentor will give you constructive feedback, and I believe this happens when your mentor is more active or semi-passive. Like I said, I don't have an active mentor, I have a passive mentor, but sometimes I'll put up all of these posts, I'll share all of these ideas, and I'll be corrected by my passive mentor. So I think this happens, it has never happened with Bill Gates yet, but constructive feedbacks might even be in some of the posts that they take that might challenge some of the thoughts and ideas and the patterns that I use. It can be a sort of feedback. So yeah. Also, they have the relevant experience to get you where you want to be. I feel like at this point I'm just repeating myself, but a mentor is someone that has lived the experience that you want to live, so you can trust their experience, especially when they've gotten to where you want to be. For instance, many people want to get to where you want to be. Many people are the same age or are the same bracket range or something as your mentor, but not all of them got to that point, but your mentor did. So you know you can trust your mentor's experience because they had persevered to get to that point. Now, how do you find a mentor? First, you want to focus on setting goals. You know what? You want to know what you really want. And this is not a matter of finding your purpose or blah, blah, blah. But at this stage of your life, maybe for the next 2 to 5 years, you know what? You should know what you want in your career. You should know where you want to be. Then you map out your goals, and then you find a mentor. You find a mentor, and then you kind of like these are people that, okay, I want to be a blah blah blah, a founder, an engineering manager, blah blah blah. So you go out there and you look for engineering managers who kind of, they might not have all that experience that is similar to yours, but you can trust their experience and look up to. You know, Ben Collins also says that he says that a mentor is someone it's important to him that he and his mentor align when it comes to morality and ethical standpoints. And I think this is true. You don't want to have a mentor that you resent some of their ideas or beliefs. No one is 100% perfect, and you will not be a yes guy with your mentor all the time. It's not everything your mentor does that you will agree with, because that is normal. You don't want to be that person who just says yes, 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 blah blah blah. And this is not even that you are deliberately going against, to be rebellious or to feel like, yes, I have some conflicting idea, but realistically there are some things that you might not agree with. Right now, it is important that you find a mentor that, to a large extent, most of your ethical and moral beliefs just align. The core values to you align to the core values to them, not some insignificant things like, I don't know, there are things that are really insignificant that people try to make an issue. I probably want to give an example of, don't check your email first thing in the morning, blah blah blah. And those are things you can ignore. Probably you want to check your email first thing in the morning because that's your primary mode of communication. You don't use WhatsApp and all. So those don't really matter. It's your mentor's habits and their beliefs for productivity. You can carve out your own schedule and everything. The phone is distracting, but if you found a way to still be productive and check your meals, well, good for you. But this is not the kind of moral and ethical values I'm talking about. So that you're not like, oh, you know what, this value is so different, I am not going to take this person as a mentor. I'm talking about core values. You want to look out for those things too. Finally, this should be a separate episode on its own, and it's probably going to be, because I feel like I'm going to talk about my experience. I am currently volunteering as a mentor with the SheCode Africa. It's a program by SheCode Africa where beginners in tech, or basically any level of tech, are paired with mentors who will just guide them on their current learning path. And 3 years ago, I joined this program as a mentee, and I still maintain a cordial relationship with my mentor, who has helped me in no small way. Is very, very pivotal to my career growth. And so when I saw this opportunity, I was like, you know what, I can mentor the complete beginners, no idea in tech, because I guess I'm junior. So yeah, I am junior, so I guess I can mentor, kind of like help entry level in through. Also, in my current role at my company, sometimes when there are new front-end developers on our project, I do help onboarding them, working them through the code bases, and if they're having blockers, I do help to unblock. So I felt like, okay, this might be something to really give a try. Plus, I am basically giving back to a community that I believe has built me to where I currently am. So I thought it'd be a great way to mentor, and a good thing to mentor. And some of the things that I'm beginning to learn as I'm mentoring is that it strengthens your interpersonal skills. Mentoring is a whole bunch of communication. Whatever jargon you think you know, it makes no sense to these girls. You want to break it down where they completely understand what you're saying. And people get shy. They at first don't want to talk, they don't want to ask questions. And so it's a lot of interpersonal skills, right? You're also actively listening, you are empathetic, you have to be patient. It's a whole lot of learning caveats that is different from just staring at your computer and coding all through. I think I'm just going to make a separate episode about how my experience has been so far mentoring, and maybe after I'll just do what I'm taking from this. But yeah, mentors and mentoring is a really good deal. No one is an island. You don't want to be that person who just wakes up, I want to learn to code self-code, and start hustling themselves. I mean, you can and you will be successful if that is your path. But if there are ways to make it easier, why not? And if you don't want an active mentor, take on a passive mentor, right? Be accountable to something. If you take on a passive mentor, you are accountable to their lives, to respecting the experiences that they've lived and trying to follow that pattern. So that's all for today. I wanted to make this one a short one. I actually thought it was going to be short, but turns out that there is no short episodes with me. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye bye. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.